Welcome back, muchachos and muchachos. Well, I'll keep saying that till my Spanish gets better. And in English, it means ladies and gentlemen. Hope I met you guys well. Hope you are staying safe and staying indoor as usual. There have been a lot of reports of new cases daily, and it is so disheartening. And I don't know, but the feeling is just, a sad one, because 100 cases today, tomorrow 200 in a day. And the funniest thing is, believe you me, if NCDC should report, like, let's say 100 cases today, it is way more than 100. They're not telling us the exact number. So the best thing we can do as good citizens of Nigeria is just stay indoor. That's the best way we can help government fight good COVID-19 pandemic. And also, don't forget to always wash your hands regularly, avoid physical touch with the face, and practice social distancing, like self-isolate yourself and stay in your house. You will not die. I know it's not easy, but then it's just the best for now. So today I'll be talking about something we all cannot do without. Yes, in every day of our life we need it. In every aspect of our life we need it, and that is money. And money, I'm referring to your finances. When I say money, I'm referring to your finances. How well you can handle large amounts of money. That's finance. That's your finances. How well can you handle that money that is, you receive every month or every week? But then I'll be emphasizing more on our mindsets as regards money. What kind of mindset do you have as regards money? So it is one thing to set a goal, and it is one thing to achieve that goal. Whatever task you want to complete, whatever goal you want to achieve, whatever business, whatever career you want to attain, you have to achieve it. And one way or the other, to pay for that certificate, you will need money. To need data to complete the task, you will need money. So how disciplined are you when it comes to money? Number one, you need to know the difference between need and want. To be financially stable, to overcome financial challenge, you need to know the difference between needs and wants. And when I say needs, your needs is something you must have to survive, to complete a task. So I can as well say money is a need, because I need it to complete a task. I need it to survive. I can as well say food is a need, because we all need food to survive. I can't imagine not eating for 3 days. That's why you even hear people die of hunger. They could not survive the level of hunger. So we all, whatever it is we need to survive, we need money. But want is just a desire. You don't need it at a particular time. Probably a vendor posted something on a status, a bag, you have enough bag already, but this particular bag, just draws your attention, it captivates you, and I like this bag and I want this bag. It's not that you need it at that particular time, because you have enough bags that you can carry. You have the blue, you have the red, so why waste money on buying another bag when you can actually do something that is more important with the money? So if your focus has been on want, you have difficulties achieving goals that requires finances, and you have a problem maintaining money balance. So you need to change your orientation about money. Why not spend your money on things that are important, on things that you need at the moment? Make sure you have a scale of preference. What are your priorities? Those are things you should spend money on. And I'll keep hammering on the positive mindset. You can't have a negative mindset towards money and think you'll still be rich, or you'll forever be rich. You get what I'm trying to say? So you need to have positive mindset as regards money. So, and to move from a negative mindset, money mindset, to a positive money mindset, that is from scarcity to abundance, I'll be giving us the list of things that we need to do. Number one, your money needs direction. What are you spending on? What is that thing you are spending on that is making you broke at all time? You need to retrace your steps back. You need to track your expenses. And when I say your money needs direction, I'm referring to your plan and budget. You need to have plan and budget for your money. Your money needs a plan in order to meet your financial goals. And everything still stems from your mindset that you are ready for a financial breakthrough. So your money needs direction, whatever it is you are spending on. At the end of the month, always track it. How much do I have left? How much have I spent? You got what I'm trying to say? 2, cut emotional spending. You can't say because you are sad, then time you're sad, you have to eat, you have to, you know, drink, you have to take, what's it called, Domino's ice cream and all that. So if you are sad every day of the week, that means you have to buy Cold Stone every day of the week. Then you start spending money on frivolities, on things that are not even important. Cut emotional spending. Start placing your focus on things that are way, way, way more important. By that, you know that, okay, fine, you're on your way to financial breakthrough. You have to be emotionally intelligent when it comes to spending. Life is not always as planned. So if you've used all your 10 fingers to eat, what happens when you need to survive and there's no money, you have no savings to back you up? Anything can happen. Emergencies can come up. I've even started saving for emergencies. What if you get sacked at work or you need to look for another job? God forbid. But because of these things, you need to start putting it into consideration so that you will not be broke all of a sudden. See, money is a spirit, like the Yoruba we say, Ajonu Lowo. You can have money now, you can receive an alert of 500k now, and the next minute, it's all gone. You get what I'm trying to say? Because probably before the 500 came in, you have a lot of debt. You have like 400,000 debts to cover already. So you need to be wise as regards to money. Number 3, money is personal. It's a personal thing. Your money is your money. Except you wish to help the needy or share with your friends or go out and all that. Your money is personal. It's not relative. Your money is not your friend's money. So stop the habit of comparing yourself with other people. When you start comparing yourself with other people, you are creating feelings of jealousy and lack. You'll be doing more financial damage to yourself. Because I don't see any reason why you're comparing yourself with someone that earns 500k. And you earn 100k or 200k. Then probably the person that earns 500k has been saving or paying instrumentally for her car. Then she just brings the car, you know, she came to show off and, babe, I just bought the car, you know, and then you are overthinking, not knowing whether she has even fully paid or she has been saving for years. And then because you want to also buy a car, you want to feel along. I remember you collect 100k salary. How do you want to do it? So your money is personal. Whatever it is you have, be appreciative. Appreciate the little things you have. Make that little thing big. Make it big. Don't spend because your friends are spending. And learn to say no. Most of us fall into this category. Oh, your friend, Jola, now I'm selling this bag. You know how much is in your bank account. You know you can't afford it anytime soon. Oh, I want to buy this and I want to do that. Because Alabaya just bought a bag, you don't want to buy a bag. Or because you want to patronize your friend by fire, by force, whereas you can't afford it. Fine, you want to be supportive. Then refer people you know can afford it. People you know that have the money and can afford it. Refer them to then by doing so, you're also helping a career. So if you cannot afford something, learn to say no. Babe, I can't afford it at this time. There are a lot of things I'm doing that requires, you know, spending. Please bear with me. It's very, very simple. You don't need to be harsh, or you don't need to be rude about it, or you don't need to make her feel probably you're not up to the task or something. It's just communication matters. Lastly, change your money scripts.
Is your money script positive or negative? I'll leave it to answer that. But if it is negative, you need to change it. Negative script is when you say, oh, I'll never be able to afford it. Or you maintain the perspective that you'll never be as successful as your wealthy friend. That's negative script, which can be disastrous to your financial situation. It affects the way you think about money, which affects your productivity. And of course, the results you get will also be negative. So you need to change your money script if it is negative. Always have a positive mindset that I'll be rich if I do what I need to do. I'll be successful. I'll be able to afford this if I start saving now. Probably in the next 6 months, you want to buy that makeup bag. Start saving 6 months before. You get what I'm trying to say? Start little, and by the time you know it, the patient dog, they say, it's the fattest bone. So that's just it on today's episode, The Moment with Akonke. So I want you, as of today, learn to have plan and budget for your money, cut emotional spending. Your money is personal. Don't do things because your friends are doing it. Don't spend because your friends are doing that or because you want to feel among. Then lastly, change your money script. So before I go, I'll be dropping the song of the week. And trust me, this song is heavenly. In fact, just use earpiece and you are in another world entirely. And I want you guys to feel good. I want my listeners to also feel good. Do you not need to thank me? What are friends for? So the song of the week is Duduke by Simi. Duduke, Duduke. Woo! I am Femia, young Femia. That song has been on repeat on my playlist. Trust me. Download it, listen to it. I'll as well play it for you guys. You know, that's what I'm here for you guys. So, and I think I even know who Duduke is anyways. But you're not getting to hear it from my mouth. Go and download the video and you'll know who Duduke is. Bella Ciao, bye!
Oh, baby, oh. you see me?